Headline: Trader suing Pump Fun still uses the platform. Published at 8:17 p.m. UTC on January 17, 2025, the lead plaintiff in a recently filed lawsuit against memecoin platform Pump Fun is reportedly still using the site, despite having lost almost $50,000 trading its tokens. In the lawsuit filed yesterday by Berwick Law, its main plaintiff was shown to have lost $231 trading the Peanut the Squirrel, PNUT, memecoin. However, tracing the trader's address reveals that his wider Pump Fun trades have lost him a total of $49,535. Crypto journalist Molly White first detailed the losses, noting that the lawsuit failed to include a decimal in the token's volume, leading some to claim that he would have been a billionaire if he'd held. Instead, White notes, it would have been closer to a $16,000 profit based on the coin's current prices. There's not even 1 billion Peanut tokens in circulation, much less 24 billion, nor is there anywhere near enough trading volume to value someone's Peanut token holdings at $16 billion LOL, she said. Subheading: Pump Fun founders are in their 20s. Pump Fun is led by 21-year-old CEO Noah Bernhard Hugo Tweedale, who founded the platform alongside CTO Dylan Curler, 21, and pseudonymous COO Alan Cohen, 23. The lawsuit names all three as defendants, as well as Pump Fun's operator, Batten Corporation. According to online filings, Batten Corporation was incorporated in March 2023 and bases its offices in a business park in the town of Barry St. Edmunds. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of a class of PNUT purchasers, but despite this, the investor leading the lawsuit, Kendall Carnahan, is the only named plaintiff in this case. It's also claimed in the suit that Pump Fun sold and offered Peanut as an unregistered security. However, it stresses that it's not accusing Batten Corporation of acting with fraudulent intent. It seeks a trial by jury and for the plaintiffs to be awarded a financial sum to be determined at trial. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.